This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
How are you, Jennifer?
Doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
That's too kind.
Welcome, welcome.
Too kind. Thank you.
You're welcome. So how is it? I'm asking everybody my first question, almost everybody. What's it like being back in person here? I mean, this is pretty cool. I mean, you got, you know, thousands of people upstairs going about their business and learning new cool things. But we're all back here in person.
Honestly, it's amazing. I'm an introvert, okay? Like, I really do my best to avoid people, but I have to say it's wonderful seeing everyone in person. Even my own coworkers, There are many I've not seen in years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just making that human connection has been surprisingly wonderful.
Yeah.
And everyone's still the same. Like, people still have that same vibe. We're still here for credit unions.
Yep,
like, that hasn't changed, but I think what's evolved is that gratitude to just see each other again is kind of pervading this whole conference. Mm-hmm. That's what I've seen.
Okay.
That's how it feels for me anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I'm right there with you. Right there with you. All right. Hey, let's talk about something cool that you guys are providing, and it's called Peer Plus platform.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, what is it and how does it work?
So Peer Plus is, not going to refer to it as a child, that'd be strange, but it is the product of 2 years of hard work at Callahan.
Okay, so it's a two-year-old.
Yeah, it's about to toddler. Oh, different conversation. I have one of those too. No, it is the evolution of our peer-to-peer software, mm-hmm. which is our comparative benchmarking solution that we've had for a very long time. For context, when I started working at Callahan, we mailed it out on floppy disks.
Oh my God.
We then evolved to the internet.
Good.
And now we've evolved once again, same platform, same product,
mm-hmm.
but completely evolved to meet new needs.
Okay.
And so historically, Callahan, we are all about providing context. How do you know how you're doing if you're not, if you don't understand where you fit in the overall credit union ecosystem,
the
financial
right.
services ecosystem,
yeah.
pardon me.
Yeah.
But now we're starting to think, financial benchmarking is so important, right? Like, we're not saying that's not, but what if there is a way to measure differently? What if you could measure your purpose and ask different questions about how your credit union is serving members?
Mm-hmm.
More than that, serving your community. That's what credit unions do.
Yeah.
They serve members, communities, and I would argue credit union employees are part of that group because of just the credit union employees I know are certainly benefiting from their association with the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did is we took our software,
mm-hmm.
we made it even more beautiful. I'd argue we involved the look and feel, we made it more intuitive, and that's all great.
Yeah.
But what's changed is the questions you can answer. And where we're focusing now is how do we make it so easy to get the context around your financial performance that you get that work done,
mm-hmm.
and you start looking at something else. How are you serving your markets, your communities, and your members? And you might wonder, well, how do you answer that question? We don't know, but we can give you a lot of data to tell you how you might think about answering that question.
Okay.
And so I don't know how much you know about Callahan's suite of software. We have a lot of different tools.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing, and that's fine. Historically, it made sense. Put data in one set of data in one tool and just
mm-hmm.
keep repeating
you guys have
that.
A lot of that.
We do, but now it's all going to be in one place.
Oh, good.
And we've added in other data like census data and survival budget data, and we're expanding the HMDA data that you can use. And so instead of just saying, how is my lending performance compared to, for example, to other credit unions and banks and other lenders in my area,
mm-hmm.
we're saying, how are you lending to low-income borrowers? How does the median income based on census in your community compare to the survival budget for that community?
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that about your members, if you can
big time.
If you can say 75% of my potential members are struggling,
mm-hmm.
what can we do as a credit union and hopefully have different conversations than you would have before?
Yeah, no doubt. So is this an offshoot of the peer-to-peer program?
Or
is this an evolution of it? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember actually, this is going to date me. I remember when that first came out.
Do you really?
Yeah. And that was a big tool for, like, well, I was working for a core processor at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a big tool for the sales folks and seeing, you know, who their prospects were, basically. So, yeah. So that was a big tool in the company that I was working for at the time. So, yeah.
No, and it's still there. Classic Peer isn't going anywhere. You know, that functionality is not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I think what's changed in that regard is we've really started looking at how do we make it easier for you to use? How do we make it so simple for you to use mm-hmm. that you can just get through the bulk of your work more quickly? I'm not kidding you. We are literally measuring clicks and keystrokes for everything that we do to see how we can make it more efficient.
Wow. Good for you guys.
And more importantly, how do we make it fun?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to sound crazy, but comparative financial benchmarking, people don't always think that's really fun. And I find that so odd. But if we have learned nothing in the last 2 years, it's that you've got to bring as much joy to work as you can.
Yes.
You must.
Total agreement there.
And then people might say, well, how do you make, you know, performance benchmarking fun? How do you not? Like, why can't you? Why not? Why can't that be one of our goals?
Exactly.
Why can't you look at your performance and be overjoyed, A, because you think you're perfect, which I'd argue is difficult, but some might be there, or thinking, hey, I have so much opportunity. There are so many ways I can improve, and this is showing me where I might want to pivot my attention.
That's awesome.
You know, and especially now, after the last 2 years this world has gone through, why not add some of that inspiration into your daily life as much as we can?
Okay. Having said that, coupling that inspiration, what other goals do you guys want to provide credit unions with Peer Plus, with this platform?
The other thing we're really doing that is new for us in software is think forward. You know, a lot of Peer has always been about looking back, analyzing your trends, thinking about how you're doing in comparison to where you were 1 year, 5 years ago. And now we're thinking, how do we look forward?
Mm-hmm.
How do we project? How do we forecast where you might be?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want to forecast? Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think that's different. But really the big thing is better understanding of your market. That's the difference.
Okay.
Used to be just the peer group, but you identified as a credit union. Mm-hmm. You could say, these are my peers. We can't tell you who your peer group is. You know, that's up for you to decide. But instead of just saying, how do I compare to them? You can just look at the market in which you serve based on your physical footprint, because that's how a lot of members find us. They go into a branch. That still happens. I know it's shocking, but it does,
no,
you know?
They're there for a reason.
How do we change it around and say, look at your market, and how do I measure my success differently?
Mm-hmm.
How do I, as a credit union, think about how I'm serving my community and how I want to really get home at the end of the day and think, yes, like, I was there for my members, I was there for my community and my employees.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? How do you quantify that? And so that's where we are.
Okay. Wow, what an awesome tool.
I'm really excited.
Where can folks go to get it?
We are very excited. You can go to Callahan.
Uh-huh.
It's on a cloud-based server somewhere. You weren't actually asking me where to go, I'm guessing. No.
Online.
On the internet. Yeah.
On the internet.
On the internet.
That
isn't that shocking?
That
I know.
Narrows it down.
Callahan.com. Start there.
Can you go to creditunions.com as well?
You can go to creditunions.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm there every day.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. I'm there all the time. I'm reading stories. I'm data, getting stuff all there. Yeah. You guys are a fantastic resource.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful to hear.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. A little feedback. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No. I think what changed for me in the last couple of years is I used to think of myself as someone who worked in the software department of a credit union consulting company. And now I've realized that Callahan as a whole, we are here to support the credit union industry and help credit unions better serve their members and really thrive.
Yeah.
How do we grow this movement?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously Peer Plus is something I've been working on for years and I love it, but it's not the only tool out there.
Right.
It's really, we give you the tools, but really it's changing your mindset and focusing on that effect you have in your community, which credit unions already do.
Mm-hmm.
We're just giving you new ways to think about it.
Fantastic. You guys do that very, very well.
Thank you
for being that resource out there for credit unions and other folks like me as well. So I really appreciate what you guys do. You guys are doing it excellent. So well done.
Well, thank you.
All right, Jennifer.
All right.
I'll let you get going.
Thanks, Mike Lawson.
Appreciate the time.
Cheerio.
All right, cheerios. Yum.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.